Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. And today's topic is 22 real estate tips to bring in 2022. And this is part one of two.
We took some time to think about some important, timely, relevant real estate tips for this upcoming year. So we thought it would be fun to do 22 of them since we're already in 2022. And like Warren said, it'll be a part one and two series. So we'll get in.
And you know us, we love to talk. So yeah. We don't really have a planned number going to be going through.
We'll get through however many.
We just know we have 22 things to get through.
Yeah, so. Total. All right. Okay, so this first piece of real estate advice is, if you want to sell your home this year right now, and that is we're in January, is the time to be thinking about getting it on the market, in my opinion, and to be preparing. And the reason I say this is because once spring comes, you know, I always hear I want to wait to put my home on the market until spring or summer. But once spring comes, and we know this, I mean, last year, spring, we put our house on the market, and then summer we were looking and we really noticed even more than usual because we were buyers ourselves that so many more homes come onto the market in spring. And then after that in summer, it's like even more. And so you as a home seller are going to have a lot more competition. These buyers that are looking at your house are also going to be looking at all these other homes that are on the market that are in your similar price range. And if you just beat them to the punch a little bit, that's why I say right now, we're in January, is the time to be thinking about it, getting your ducks in a row, preparing so that you can just slightly before spring get your home on the market and kind of beat the rush and have less competition.
So to clarify, putting your home on the market now rather than later is only in your benefit because there's less other
there's
homes
no
to choose
to
from.
Wait. There's really not.
Okay. So. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, everyone says, I just heard this the other day. My house looks so beautiful in the spring, though. I want to wait because my house has so many beautiful flowers, but like, it's really not going to. We all love flowers, but it's not going to make that big of a difference.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I hear that comment, too.
Now. Yes. Okay. Number two. In 2022, buyers find most of the information they want online regarding a home, but you probably shouldn't. Yeah. I mean, instead of going online, I think it's really important to have a real estate agent that you're working with who is doing researching on your behalf because so much of the information that's just online is actually not accurate and you could be missing out on something because it says one thing, but it's not true. I mean, that's just kind of what
it comes down to, like personality traits too, though. I deal with people that come from online, obviously, like 91% statistically come from online. So that's why we say listing photos, that type of presentation is really important to have that online presence, social media wise as well. But there's individuals that just like want to take the bull by the horns and want to just do it all themselves, even while working with a real estate agent. Have you ever dealt with that type of client? It's like, just calm down. Let's slow down.
Right. There's nothing wrong with doing your own research, but you could be missing out. 'Cause we've definitely had times where the listing said one thing and it maybe made it, took it out of the park for you, but it actually wasn't true and it could have been a good one. So Anyway, okay, the next one is for anyone, really, but especially if you're planning on selling your home this year. We've talked about this before, but I feel like this is something we can't talk about enough because based off of all of the homes we have sold over the years, one of the most important things that makes the biggest difference in how your home shows to buyers and how quickly it sells is how cluttered it is. You might be a hoarder and you don't even know it. So what I would say is if you are thinking about getting your home on the market this year, go through and say, say you're 6 months out from listing your home, challenge yourself to get rid of one thing this month, just one thing. And then next month, bump it up to two. And then the third month, get rid of three things. And then the next month, just increase it until you get to 6 months. And then by then you're getting rid of six things. And this will make it so much easier for you when, well, first of all, when you move, because you'll have less stuff to move. I think moving is the perfect time to like just declutter and get rid of things you don't love and use anyway. But also it's just going to make your home show a lot better. And that way you won't have to be getting rid of everything all at once. It won't be so hard for you, because sometimes it can be hard to get rid of things.
How do you know what to get rid of?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess just things that, say it's something you wouldn't really want to take with you to your next place, or you're not sure if you would, then that's a good thing to get rid of before you list it.
Here's what I've done too in the past. Yeah. Is we've been on listing presentations. Maybe you're that client, you know, hey, I'm going to go with you, just not right now, maybe 2-3 months later. And they usually ask me for a pointer. Hey, what can I do? Well, here's a service that I provide for all of you guys, my clients. Let's get you directed towards our staging companies. And sometimes it's even a service I'll pay for to help clean and just service you to get your home listed, because everybody's in a different situation scenario. And everybody needs help as well at some points. So that's just a service that we provide for you guys at Vetrus Crawford Realty. If you have questions about staging, questions about home cleanup, questions about just home cleaning, we have those services. We have ones we personally use. We have some that are just going to fit your budget maybe better than others. And so that's why we always say reach out to us, because we're here to help. We've kind of did the trial and error for you, and we make it as convenient as possible through the selling process.
Probably the thing that would attract me more than anything else is you've worked with these people.
Yeah.
So you know who works and who doesn't. And what's going to be the best solution for me selling my house?
Yeah, that experience factor is pretty important, especially with, I believe, stagers, because every company is kind of different. But home staging, it's pretty important, I believe, in some cases. Not all cases, but some.
It can make a big difference with the right home. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Tell you what, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have more for you. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them anytime at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation of 22 real estate tips to bring in 2022.
This next tip is also for home sellers, and that is be aware before you put your home on the market and before you begin to get offers that there are other things that might be appealing to you as a seller to keep your eye out for in offers that you do receive once you're on the market that are not just the sales price, such as preferred financing methods, the buyers having a large earnest money deposit, fewer contingencies, a closing time that's ideal to you. So just kind of like being aware that there's other things to look for. Of course, everyone wants the highest sale price. That's very important. But, you know, maybe you really want a extra long closing or time to get out or a short closing or whatever. Just like be aware of those things and let your agent know what's important for you, and they can help you decide what offers best for you besides just sale price. Because, you know, there's other things.
And for example, we're working with a couple of clients right now. In markets like this, there's always a structure we have to keep in place so you as a seller are not homeless. And these guys, they found their replacement property and they did get an accepted offer on their home. But in order for their sale to finalize, they have to have an accepted offer fully on the replacement property, and they got to go through a park approval process because they're transitioning downsizers. And I'm sharing this because we could have went and just accepted the regular offer and didn't do a seller's counter offer with the correct verbiage of contingent upon park approval. Because remember, when we get into real estate transactions, these are signed documents. These are legal documents. And our job is to always protect you. If we're representing you, we got to protect you. And if we were to sign that original offer and say we don't get park approval for whatever reason for the downsizing purchase, they're stuck, you know, in a lot of ways to that sale. Now we would have to go a different route and fight that kind of legally, which we don't want to do. And that's what I mean. I think that's kind of what this question's meaning too.
Yeah.
Is just take precautions within the sale or purchase of whatever property you're looking to to gain.
So do you ask those questions, Spence, yes, when you go through kind of a list of things saying, what about this? What about this? Before you get too far along?
Yes. And that's the whole point of our listing presentation, but then also the listing agreement. During all of these times you and I are meeting up, we're just discussing what's important to you. And then it's my job, even if you forget these things, to re-bring them up, especially if we do get a appetizing offer like we just got. It was beautiful. It was over ask price, no inspections, the everything you could want as a seller. And it made it hard because obviously you want to accept an offer such as that, but at the same time you got to keep in the back of your mind, well, what if things aren't gonna go right for me on that purchasing property, which is a contingency. There's always risk into investments. So you just want to make sure you're on top of those type of things. And that's our job to help back
you. It's kind of a crazy thing, isn't it? With all the contingencies, trying to get both ends to close.
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
Yeah, you got to keep track of a lot of things, for sure.
Yeah, but that's what we're here for, to keep track of it for you.
It's part of our daily lives. Yes. So it's like that routine of ours to where we're like kind of just what's checking next? Things off the box in our minds. And it's just it just becomes natural for us at some point.
Do you and Mariah kind of bounce each other things off with each other to make sure you're doing okay?
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, she'll call me, she'll text me, or we'll just be sitting at dinner together or something, and hey, Spence, I got this kind of situation, this scenario. What would you do maybe? Mm-hmm. And so that's like what's kind of cool about how we've structured our business is, you might only be talking to Mariah throughout the whole transaction, but you're really getting two agents working for you and giving you those best negotiating tools. And then if we, for whatever reason, don't know the answer, we get to go to our principal brokers and other experienced brokers as well to get more feedback for you as our client, which is ultimately the most important thing I could imagine in a real estate transaction. Because these things make you more money, or they could cost you more money in the end if you're dealing with the wrong agent.
Yeah, that's very true. Okay, so next we have closing day. So closing day is something I don't know about you, but I always get a lot of questions.
I think the reason is the excitement.
From buyers and sellers, I think people just don't know what happens unless you're someone that buys and sells often. If you buy or sell a house every 10 years, I mean, you're not even 5 years, like things change, you forget. And so people always want to know what's going to happen, what to prepare for. You go to the title company and you're going to sign a lot of papers. And
it's like a major novel.
Terms.
I mean, it's like three. Look, to me, when they bring it in, I think, where's the wheelbarrow? Because it's a big stack of paper.
It's a big stack of paper. A lot of initialing,
a lot of dating. Yeah. And then ultimately, though, if you're like a first-time seller, first-time home buyer, there's no shame in sitting across from the table and asking the title agent, hey, what am I signing? And throughout all these signings, your title agent is actually directly across from you and telling you exactly what you're signing for the most part.
They do a good job.
And then if
explaining.
You have a clarification you need to make, then you ask right then and there.
Don't be anal and try to read it all.
Oh, dude.
Man, you'd be there for hours.
Oh, you could be there a very long time.
Some people do.
Yeah. Another question I get about closing, though, is like, will the buyers be there from the sellers? Like, do we all meet up at the same time? And no, that's not how it works. You'll be in your own separate room. Generally, you're not going to be signing at the same time as them. But if for some reason you have an appointment that's at the same time, you won't even be there with them. You'll be in your own separate room. And then another thing about closing real quick is people always ask, will they get the keys at closing? So signing and closing are two separate things. I think a lot of people get confused
on.
They think, we signed the papers. It's a done deal. We're closed. That's not actually true. If you sign that morning, when you officially close, that's when you fund, when you're like funded, recorded, the seller is paid and the buyer is officially the owner. So if you sign papers that morning, you could be officially closed by the end of the business day. But if you sign later in the day, you're probably not going to be officially funded until the next business day, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So no, you don't get the keys usually at closing because of that. You get them once we officially fund and record.
I actually thought you had like a 3-day waiting period or something like that. But
They move pretty quickly.
It's usually 5 p.m. same day the home phone.
Wow. If you want same day, then usually you got to get in like first thing in the morning. But
once again, it's all within the contract. Uh-huh. You can close early if you want and stipulate it in a contract. It's all about your verbiage and how you handle that. And within an offer, if that's important to you, that's something you discuss with your purchasing agent.
That's pretty cool. All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And we're going to continue our conversation with the 22 real estate tips to bring in 2022.
All right, I'm going to throw a curveball at you and put you on the spot here.
Oh, my favorite.
Okay. So what this next tip is, what is the best advice you've received about marketing a home? Or maybe if it's not something that someone's told you, just what's your best advice about marketing a home or what you think is important?
Here's a secret about marketing a home.
Yeah.
It comes down to personality as well, who's behind the marketing. You can be using all these media outlets, these tools that your company provides for you, your social media page, the mail. You can do whatever. But it comes down to who's the voice behind it, but then your persona about how to market. Who are you going to reach? Your enthusiasm about it. Because I've dealt and met with a lot of agents that just sign the papers for their listing, put it on the WVMLS and say, come and get me, you know, and they expect other people to basically be working for them. And ultimately, that's why I hear a lot of agents having bad reputations, especially through cold calls. A lot of people have the similar response of, why would I pay you? And that's kind of coming down to that question.
Yeah.
You're paying me as a marketing professional ultimately as well, because that's going to drive us in more buyers, more people, but ultimately more money. And if you're not dealing with an individual that isn't motivated on the other end, the marketing is just going to be subpar. And it's ultimately just going to be another deal in the end, or even not sell and deal with an expired listing, which ultimately I specialize in. And so that's a beautiful question for you to ask me. And it becomes, who is doing the marketing? There's some people that just aren't there, I guess I could say. And I don't want to downplay that by any means, but personality behind who's behind a listing is a lot, I believe, and names as such. Because everybody's different. I get that. We all have a lot of resources around us. Everybody, every company does. Berkshire, I will give it to them. They have beautiful branding. For the most part, everybody knows that name. Warren Buffett's kind of back behind it. Cool. That's amazing. But then we got to deal with an individual agent on what they're actually going to be doing for us. And that's kind of going to be the difference.
That's good. I like that. Yeah. Different, little different perspective.
Yeah.
Okay. So, kind of shifting gears to a little bit more of like the business side of things. What is a tip we would give someone who's getting into the business in 2022?
Man, dude, I've been having this question though, seriously, since 2020 with like new agents of like what
you get asked this a lot.
What are they doing? You know, like I actually sincerely want to talk to more newer agents. Just go grab a cup of coffee and just say, what's your plan? What's your strategy? What maybe are you doing that I'm not even, you know? And that's kind of what I'm gaining from that, because
yeah, you can learn from
there's different age groups too. Mm-hmm. And these newer agents that are younger than us, even, jumping in, they might have different techniques through social media, or just cause there's algorithms, right? You know more about that than I do on social media platforms.
Yeah.
So I would love to learn more about that, but what are they doing? I don't really know. What could they be doing differently than what we're doing, maybe, Mariah?
I guess my tip would be just focus. Just find what works for you. There's so many different ways to get business in this business and in any business. And so just find something that works for you and then zero in on that and throw out all the other distractions and just really focus in on.
Can you
works.
Be an expert on a certain price That's range good. That's or really would good. would you be, are you talking about that kind of thing, or what are you looking at?
Yeah, it could be a niche, like specializing with a certain type of housing, like condos or, you know, manufactured homes or whatever. There's a lot of different options. Bare land. It could be that, or ways of getting business, like Spencer does a lot of cold calling. There's a lot of different things you can do. So just find what works for you and then just do a lot of it and get rid of other things that are not getting results, if that
makes
sense.
That's good, though, because we can really build it up. We can make it be so much more than what it really is on how to gain a client. Yeah. You and I talk about
it. It's so simple.
So much in the car.
It's like people say, like, it's, I feel like, okay, I don't remember the quote, but anyway, I heard a quote about like losing weight and getting in shape. Like, it's so simple. It's hard to just do it, though. Like, everyone knows how to do it. It's just doing it is the hard thing. Like, everyone knows how. Yeah. Like, eat grilled chicken and vegetables. Like, duh. It's just doing it is the hard
thing.
It
comes down to that
and
marketing
it's the same
question,
with that.
Too.
It's, yeah, it's simple. Just doing you just have to do it. And that's the hard part is just doing it and you know, being consistent.
We have the most amount of resources ever available to us in the universe. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And that's good news and bad news, I think, in some ways, isn't it? Because you can be overwhelmed by how vast that is.
Yeah, and that's why I really love Mariah's response, though, of simple. Do one thing. If you can't do five things, why, you know, focus on the one thing. The one thing that you're good at, maybe. Search kind of, it's a personality trait, too. Mm-hmm. Maybe who do you connect with best? Things and people, atmospheres you enjoy to be around.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in the real estate profession, you kind of have to make it enjoyable. It is what you make it, in a sense.
That's,
you know,
really
if you're just sitting in your house, home office, or even at your office at the real office, nobody, for the most part, is calling you.
Yeah.
Your phone is going to be silent.
You mean your phone doesn't ring every 5 minutes? People just say, you know, where have you been all my life?
Exactly, right? So it's up to you.
Okay. This next tip is, even if you found a buyer on your own in 2022, you really should use a real estate agent. There's a lot of ins and outs that go into the real estate process and transactions. And I think just to keep everything legal, it's really important to have your own representation. You really don't know what's going to happen if you don't.
Yeah.
And things could really go sideways. We've definitely seen it, especially working in the past with people who were previously selling for sale by owner, like trying to sell on their own. And then things went sideways with the buyer right before closing oftentimes. And they just had a very, very negative experiences with that. It's just
so
important.
So what you're saying is if you're going through a home purchase, to have representation, that's what you're meaning.
If you're going through a home purchase, or if you're a seller and you found the buyer on your own, there is definitely still value in having representation.
And that's valuable, though, because if you're a home seller, I don't know how personally you can sell a home and not have such an emotional attachment about it.
Yeah,
somebody
that's
else's
true.
Feedback, you just have sometimes some
they get
angry
offended
response about.
And you want a middleman. That's one very
Seriously,
small reason. But
that's the really cool part, though, is you do really want a middleman.
Yeah.
You want the guy sending the bad letter back saying, hey, this isn't for us, you know, at some points. As a buyer, it's a lot easier to terminate. For sure with a real estate agent than in person.
Yeah.
So. Hey, Mariah, where can you find us?
Buyers can find us online. Look up Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on YouTube and watch all of our previous episodes or wherever you listen to podcasts at, or even on the KYKN website.
And I want to reiterate, we could not be here without you guys as our audience. So thank you for supporting the station, but also Real Estate with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. We'll see you guys next week.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.